my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it is Thursday. I look forward to Thursday. I look forward to every day. You know, in my life, every day's the same, but every day is different. I have different responsibilities every single day, different opportunities every day. Wednesday's generally my preaching day, elementary, high school, college, a class, and then Wednesday night. Well, that's what the normal Wednesday is. That's a lot different than Monday. Monday is my staff day, my business day, more organization day, my preparation day, getting set on for Sunday and Sunday school and getting everything done off my list. A Tuesday is a study day, a prayer day. I have the best life, and it's just what God does for me. And I hope you feel that way, that you have a wonderful life, a great life, and God's in charge of it all. But let's live life to the fullest. You know, I mentioned yesterday, please, as you're getting older, some of you folks are already 40. I'm telling you what, it's you're old. And some of you are 50. Oh my goodness, 50-year-olds, it's over. You got to think about retirement. 60-year-olds, it's about done. No, don't live that way. You're 40, you're still young. You're 50, you're not old. You're 60, come on, still be with this thing. Whatever age you are. And I'm not suggesting let's act like we're young. I'm playing baseball this summer again, and I know probably shouldn't do it. But I'm really a great ball player. I mean, you talk about great, so great that they don't even let me bat anymore. But they do let me pitch, and I have the best time. And I know I probably got to stop one of these days so that these, but. But it is so fun when we throw a slow pitch ball. It comes big arch, goes over the plate, and I see some big old guy strike out. It is the best thing. I love it. Well, enough of that. Hallelujah. We shall rise.
In the resurrection morning when the trump of God shall sound,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. Then the saints will come rejoicing, and no tears will e'er be found.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
In the resurrection morning, blessed thought it is to me,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. I shall see my blessed Savior who so freely died for me.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Amen. We shall rise.
Hallelujah, in the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
In the resurrection morning we shall meet him in the air.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise and be carried up to glory to our homes so bright and fair.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
in the resurrection morning when death's prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Morning when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. Yes, we shall rise.
Those old boys. Woo-hoo! They just kept getting. I said, rise, get to it. They just drew that. I love that. They drew that thing out. And I thought, get to that last note. Rise. Good. You know what? I got loud there. I'm trying to keep myself more quiet. I get so boisterous. I don't know about that. The Harris Brothers are going to sing He's All I Need. Second Peter 1:4. Oh, I love this book. And Second Peter and Second Timothy have so much in common. Both Peter is about ready to be killed and martyred, and the Apostle Paul is about ready to be martyred. And you see so many similarities. What a testimony, these two great men of God. Here's the song, He's All I Need. Oh, boys, thank you for singing this. Brother Gravely, one of the boys, his music director there in Georgia.
He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time.
Oh, that's a wonderful song. Thank you, boys. Whereby? So he's continuing all the things that happened by his divine power. The divine power gave us life, godliness, knowledge, the call, and the virtue. Whereby are given unto us. God is giving. He gave. You see the word there? Given in verse number 3. And now he's given again, given unto us exceeding. Our God is, I want to use the word cheap, and I don't mean that, I hope that doesn't sound irreverent. Our God's not stingy. He's not cheap. Our God is, he gives overflowing all the time, whereby are given unto us exceeding, overabundance, great. Everywhere in the Bible have that word great. It's double underlined. Great. Great, big. Here's precious promises. Now, we saw the precious faith in verse 1. And now these precious promises, these things that he just talked about, these precious promises, that by these, by what? These precious promises. What he talked about in verse 3, these precious promises, we might be, watch this, partakers. Pardon me. We're joined together. We're partakers of the divine nature. Now, we see that word again. We see, and would you mark this? We see divine power in verse 3. And now we see divine nature. We've seen precious twice already. We're seeing the knowledge twice already. That what all these things God, pardon me, does for us, these by these might be partakers of the divine nature. And what has happened? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, there is a pull, the world's pulling on our heartstrings. Come over here. Come over here. This is the best. You want this. You want this freedom. This is what's the best for you. This is what will bring you joy. This compromise is what you want. The world has you, Christianity has so many rules and regulations, really not a lot, quite frankly. But if you can come this way, well, that's what friends, what we call them friends, but they're not friends. They pull you into a life of freedom from that cult. Freedom from that church. But that freedom brings bondage. I've watched people that are young, they run from God and they go to booze and they think they're getting free. I'm so happy I'm free from the legislation of that church. But I've never seen booze bring freedom. It always brings bondage. I've had people tell me how, well, I do a little drugs, and I tell you what, do a little marijuana, and I'm free, finally. I'm free. No, you're enslaved. I've had many people say, Brother Treber, help me. I drink all the time. Help me, help me, help me. Please help me get out of this. Brother Treber, help me. I'm on to drugs, and it just controls me. And I've tried to get off, and I shake, and I sweat, and I can't sleep, and I'm up all night, and I'm anxious, and I'm walking around. Please help me. You know why? Because drugs enslave, and drink enslaves, and sin enslaves. And here, we've escaped. We've escaped. Why, if you've escaped the world and the flesh, why would you try to go back into it? Paul said in Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you are so quickly removed from him that's called you to another gospel, which is not another gospel. What does that do? It enslaves you. Oh, foolish Galatians, chapter 3, verse 1 of Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatian, who hath bewitched you? There's always a who, isn't there? That's why he says in chapter 5, verse 7, Galatians, ye did run. Well, who? We've escaped this corruption. Don't go back into it, folks. Don't let someone guide you. I've watched people been saved for decades, and then they get sideways, and then they follow someone that is going to lead them down a path of destruction, and it's never a pretty sight in the end of the thing. Father, we've been so blessed by you. You've given us all these things. May we enjoy the journey. This day, the journey of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.